The ubiquitous American shopping mall is undergoing a slow, painful death. The obituaries are being written for what's been an intrinsic part of the country's culture for half a century. As shopping and driving habits change, retailers are facing some difficult moments. Some have estimated that over the next 15 years, half of America's malls will die. North America correspondent Lisa Miller has this report.
Songs have been written about them and movies filmed in them. Let's go to the mall, you won't be sorry. The shopping mall was born into a world where people were moving out of the cities and into a new, rich, indulgent life.
There were glass elevators and marble and high-end stores. It was remarkable, and it was the place to be.
Amy Ginsberg's teenage years centered around White Flint Mall in Maryland.
When I was in high school in the 70s and 80s, there was nowhere else to go, really. You know, the mall was where the stores were, where the movie theaters were. You would just go to the mall and hang out.
But White Flint's doors were closed this month. Like so many malls around America, it had been dead for a while. The term used when a mall's vacancy rate falls below 70% and it's on a downward spiral.
It's a major phenomenon that's lasted for six decades, and I think people assumed it would just go on forever.
Mark Hinshaw, an architect, city planner, and author, has been watching the decline.
The shopping center was kind of the attack vehicle that went out into the landscape and kind of put down a solid footing, and then things grew up around it. But that course is changing now, that people are now looking at other ways of living. Certainly living in cities is much more popular than it has been in a long time. And the millennials are fueling the economy like never before, and they're not interested in driving.
At the peak, 140 malls were being built every year in America. If their fate had not already been sealed, the recession marked the beginning of the end. But people didn't. They stopped spending as much, or spending online, and then discovered they didn't need as much.
You can never say never in terms of, you know, dead malls, and there's always business risks, but Australia is a long way off the US situation.
Angus Nardi is the Executive Director of the Shopping Centre Council of Australia, an industry lobby group for major shopping centre companies. He says America has more retail floor space per capita than any other country in the world, and oversupply has been the biggest problem. But there are hurdles ahead for Australia.
A critical and current risk is the Abbott government's review of competition policy, which could lead to a less regulated or free-for-all cowboy approach to retail land use planning.
In America, there are now dozens of simply abandoned malls, only good to be used as sets for horror movies. Other companies are trying to change tack before it's too late, incorporating libraries and housing, even city halls, to encourage their survival. This is Lisa Miller in Washington for AM.